continuing the laws of Birchas HaMazon, the Mechaber tells us, a person who really is quite forgetful, Ochal ve'enu yodeh im berach Birchas HaMazon im lav. Well, unfortunately, we're supposed to have kavana. This person had such little kavana, he doesn't even remember if he benched. So the question is, do we require this individual to bench again, or do we say that since there's a chance that maybe he did say it, we're not going to require him to say potential brachos, which could end up being extra. So the Mechaber tells us that Sarach Havarech, he would have to bench, possibly bench again, Misafek Mimnei Shehi Min HaTorah, because Birchas HaMazon, of course, is taken from the Torah itself. We know that the idea of Safek Diaraisa, we go to Chumrah, and therefore, in this case, this person who, unfortunately, is not sure if he benched, so that individual will have to, because of this doubt, will have to bench. Now, the question that the Mefarshim deal with is, does he have to say all of benching? Well, why not? Well, after all, we just said Safek Diaraisa Chumrah. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us later on in Siman Reish Tesvav, the idea of why we say Amen after the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, he says, Bnei Shehu, Sof Bracho Shehim Midyaraisa. That the reason why we say Amen is because that bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim is the conclusion of the brachos which are Torah bound of benching. The Berachas Hatov HaMeitiv Havi Midyarabana. The next paragraph, Hatov HaMeitiv, is only rabbinic. Ukadei Lahang Ros. So as to distinguish and to split and separate the deraisa part of the benching and the rabbanon, therefore we have the amen inserted, which we typically, of course, do not say amen to our own bracha. And therefore the Mefarshim asks the question, when it says that the benching needs to be repeated, does that mean all benching or only the deraisa part? Because maybe we should say Safek Derabanan for the parts of the benching which are rabbinical. We should say it's really, but it's the same Safek. That's the problem. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah tells us Hainu Kol Birchas HaMazon. In the event that you forgot to bench, you're not sure rather if you benched, you have to bench everything. You have to say all Birchas HaMazon. Ah, Bracha Revius. You still have to say the fourth paragraph, and apparently other stuff as well, because it is, even though it's midrabanan, even though you would think something midrabanan lakula, you would not have to say it, so why then do we? Kihechi dilo wazuzle ba, because if we don't say it, then it really shows a lack of the cheshivas of that particular paragraph, and therefore, so as not to cheapen it, if you will, by skipping it, we want to raise it, and therefore that paragraph also would have to be said, even though it really goes against the concept of Safek Derabanan Lekula. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then says, V'gam yochol lehotzi la'acher she'ochal v'lo berach. Interesting, even though not everyone agrees to this, but according to, as he cites Rabbi Kiva Eger, as well as the Ksav Sofer, that this person who is in the status of doubt, he is allowed to bench, because he has to bench, that's what halacha is, but he can bench and have other people who definitely did not bench in mind, and they could fulfill their obligation by hearing their benching. So what's the problem with that? So the Shari Tshuva says that that really shouldn't be, because the concept of Safek Deraisa L'chumra, that we require a person to bench, possibly again, because it's a Torah-bound obligation, and when there's a doubt in general of Safek Deraisa that we go strict, that concept is only Midrabanan. In other words, there's no Torah law anywhere that says, in a case of a Safek, even though it's a Torah Safek, Torah doubt, that you have to do that again, or you would have to, let's say, bench for in this example. And therefore, the whole idea of you possibly benching again, in this case of a doubt, is only rabbinic. And therefore, he questions how it's possible, below asi lemeibuk de'oraisa, someone who definitely did not bench, it's questionable how you can fulfill their obligation. Therefore, he says, upashit certainly, shevad l'chadchil ein la'acherim latzeis, such a person who is in doubt should not have others in mind, those who definitely did not bench. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the word Neshehim in HaTorah, V'dafka kishit sova. This is only a situation where you ate and you are satiated, as the Pasuk says. You have to eat and then, right, then you bench. De'ilo sova, because, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the event that you were not completely satiated, we're going to describe maybe tomorrow or the following day what that exactly means. L'rov ha'poskim hu midrabanan. Since you did not eat your Torah amount of food to have to bench, now you would fall under the category of suffik derabanan, and therefore you would not have to bench. So the only time is if you definitely ate enough. The question is, did I bench? And that's the only time for sure you would do so. Now, the reason why I mentioned this idea of the fourth paragraph and that this whole idea of derabanan, because not everyone agrees to the words of the Mishnah Berurah as we cited. It's brought down in the Piskei Teshuvos, starting off quoting the words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Shemavarech gam brach revius, af she'eno ela derabanan. That we would have to also say this paragraph of Tova Meitiv, even though it's derabanan. Shehechi delo lezuzli ba, as the Mishnah Berurah said, so that we should not put it and treat it any differently than the other three paragraphs. V'chein minhag ha'ashkenazim. However, avagadoli ha'poskim ha'svardim, however, numerous poskim from the Svardim have the different opinion. Shlo levarech misafik el gimel brachos v'su lo. They're the opinion that when it comes to a Tova Meitiv, you would not say it. So in the event that you're not sure if you benched, you would only say the first three paragraphs because those are for sure Deorais, so those are Torah based. However, the fourth paragraph, which is Durabanan, you would not have to. And he concludes with V'im v'adai berach gimel brachos v'rach mistapik al bracha revis. What would happen, let's say, you know for sure, I don't know how this could possibly be, but you benched certainly up until B'nai Yerushalayim Amen, and then the rest of the stuff, you're just not sure. Did I say the paragraph of Atova Meitiv? It escapes me, I do not know. L'kuliyama, according to everyone, lo yavarach osim asafik. In that situation, if your whole doubt is, did I say paragraph number four, which is the Rabbanan, then of course we'd apply that principle of safik. And therefore you would not have to say it again.